Greetings and shalom. We are here to continue to understand the thinking of the Jewish believer. What made the Jewish believer, who is the firstborn in the story of the prodigal son, what made him feel superior? What made him feel he was entitled over his brother? What made him feel that he was bossy? What made him feel that he was more important than his brother, the Gentile? What made him stop going for him? What made the Jewish brother even feel that he could not be able even to go through the land of the Gentile for the fear of being defiled? And what, at one time when he could go, what made him to think that he wanted to change him, to change the Gentile believer to be like him? This study of the book of Romans 12, and we want to do from verses 17 to 29, we want to focus on the Jewish mentality. We want to understand why the Jew would make unrighteous decisions and judgment, decisions of superiority, decision of entitlement on the table over his brother. Both of them, imagine, have been invited by the father. The father says, "My two sons, come to the table. The table belongs to me." But the fact that you have been invited before the other brother, that does not make you better than the rest of your brother. It's only an advantage that you are called first. But then you have been asked to go and reach out to your brother. And so let's ask ourselves, what made this person change and to have these unrighteous decisions? What made him forget what his father Abraham had been committed, the word by God? He was called from the country of the Ur of the Chaldeans, and he was told, "Come, follow me. I will take you. I'll give you a lad. I'll show you the lad that I have prepared for you." And when he was taken there, it was the lad of Canaan. And God said, "I've blessed you, and I want you, I have given you law, I've given you my instruction, I've given you the ability to understand me, but now go and let them know that I love them. Go and call them." In fact, he says, "I blessed you. I want you to become a blessing to them." And so, this was the father's righteous way. Remember, both of them were worshippers of idols. Both, Abraham, or both Abraham and the Canaanites, they were sons, or they were rooted in the Noah family. But both of them did not know God, and they were worshippers of idols. But this one was picked. He thought that he was better because he had been picked, but he forgot that it is a gracious, it's a merciful act that has been given to him. Now, in Romans 2 and verses 17, I want to give you about three things that made this person feel that he was superior. Number one, verse 17, "You who call yourself Jew, and you who call yourself Jews are relying on God's law, and you boast about your special relationship with him." You see, number one is because God had committed them the law, and these people, they were boasting over a special relationship. Their mindset, they were saying they have a special relationship with him. And they were boasting about that, but that was true. That was not very true. Because they were picked, and they were picked for a purpose. They were picked to go and do a purpose. If they were not able to fulfill the purpose to why they were called, I don't think why they would feel that they have special relationship. If the special relationship they had made them not to walk with God, then it was not special relationship at all. Number 2, verse 18, you know what he wants. You know what is right because you have been taught his law. Now, number 2 is that God has taught these people the law. He had already given them what is right. They knew what was supposed to be done. He knew what God wanted. He has taught them. He had taken time, even written law. But did they take this law and teach others? They never did that. Instead, the former mindset that does not really represent the one who sent them. They have been taught the law, but the law became something to judge others. It became something to look down upon others. So this special privilege that they were given, they misunderstood it. They took it beyond what their father had wanted. Verse 19, you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind and the light for people who are lost in darkness. You see, these people, they were convinced that they were a guide to those that walk in darkness. They knew that they were a light. That's what the scripture, that's what the law, that was the instruction that they were given. This is what it said. But now, and they knew that there were a people who would lead those that are lost back from darkness. Those that are lost in darkness, they knew that was the law. But did they use this law properly? No. They used the law to destroy others. Now, this made them feel super or superior and made them greater than others. You think you can instruct the ignorant and teach children the ways of God, for you are certain that God's law gives you complete knowledge and truth. You see, the God's knowledge of truth, of complete knowledge and truth, that's what he's saying, is that these people, they knew or they thought that they could instruct the ignorant. The ignorant were the Gentiles. And they thought they could teach children. These were the people who were growing up, the ways of God. And indeed, that was what was intended of them. They were supposed to be teachers. They were supposed to be guides for those that are in darkness. They were supposed to direct others. They were supposed to go for them, but they did not go. So this session, we are asking, what made the Jew to form this entitled, the superior mindset, which is anti-God, which makes them to feel self-righteous? And God says self-righteous is like filthy rags in his presence. What made them go all this matter is because they took that which was good. They understood what was supposed to be done, but they refused. The fact that they did not go and obey God as he wanted, that they were suppressing the truth. You remember when we did chapter 1 from verses 17, when we are talking about some people who would suppress the truth. This is the Gentiles now, suppressing the truth. They were suppressing the truth and were taking lie for a truth. And they were worshiping the created beings instead of worshiping God. We also discovered the Jew, by the fact that they refused to take this law, this truth, becoming a guide to them, they were also suppressing the truth. So both of them were actually suppressing the truth. And as we did in chapter 2, verses 1, we discovered that they were as bird. This firstborn son, they were as bird as the secondborn son. You know, this Jew was as evil as the secondborn son. And so we keep on understanding that though these people would not be able to do that, and so, well, if you teach others, and then they were challenged here for a few things. Number 2, I want us just to mention a few things. Well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? This was a rebuke. because they thought that they were better. It was saying, if you can teach yourself, why don't you teach others? You tell others not to steal, but you steal. Why do you steal? You say it's wrong to commit adultery, but you commit adultery yourself. You condemn idolatry, but you use items stolen from pagan temples. You are so proud of knowing the law, but you dishonor God by breaking it. No wonder the scripture says, these Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you. And this is what God was indicting to them. He was rebuking them and telling them God was not happy with them. The Jew ceremony of circumcision has value only if you obey God's law. This was the father's conclusion, that your ceremony of circumcision has value only when you obey the law of God. But if you don't obey God's law, you are no better off than any of the uncircumcised Gentile. And if the Gentile obey God's law, wouldn't God declare them to be his own people? In fact, circumcision, uncircumcised Gentile who keeps God's law will condemn you Jews who are circumcised and possess God's law but don't obey it. So may the Lord help us not to develop superior thinking or superior mindset because of the privileges that God has given us. Lord, help us just to be humble and to have your mindset and to think like you all the days of our lives, in Jesus' name.